So before you journey, one thing that I would say is to make it really safe is you want to ask your higher self, your immortal ancestor, that your most beloved guide, to set your frequency too high. When you ask your higher self to set your frequency to high, it's very protective for you, so that you will only meet loving, compassionate, high vibrations on your journey. I will also say that if you're in your life, another very quick and easy thing to do is if you're in a situation where you start to feel like you're getting triggered, you can also ask your higher self to set your frequency to high. And that will often assist you in navigating that, you know, with more grace and ease than you would have otherwise. The thing I'd like you to do is to breathe into your belly a few times. And visualize or imagine or feel or sense a beautiful sun at the top of your head. This sun is your connection, is your higher self. And when you breathe in, breathe it in through the top of your head and allow it to melt down into your heart. And then with a big exhale, exhale that golden light all through your body, down your belly and out your legs, now out your arms, now out your fingers and toes. And we're going to do that three times. Breathe in into your heart and exhale all through your body. And breathe in again. And exhale all through your body that beautiful golden light. And allow that light to spill out around you for about 3 feet so that you are in a protective, nurturing environment, held and protected by your own higher self. I'd like to ask you to feel in your belly, drop a grounding cord, some roots down, connecting your body, your sacrum, to the center of the earth. Say hello to that beautiful star that is our planet. And breathe her embrace into your belly. Asking for power, protection, and support. See a portal. We will work with water today. Maybe it is a mist that you walk through. Maybe it is a river that you get in a kayak and cross the river from this realm into the dream realm. And I'd like you to find yourself in a beautiful garden where you feel safe and peaceful, protected, nurtured. Look around. Is there water in your garden? If not, invite the element of water into your garden. Maybe a waterfall, or hot springs, or a sacred pool. Could be an ocean, or a river, a lake. Could be mists. Take your senses with you into the garden. Are there flowers that you can smell? What is the plant life like? touch this with your light body, with your senses. Now invite the element of fire into your garden. Could be a campfire. It could be the fire of the sun. It could be the violet flame or a candle. Everything in your garden represents you. And everything in your garden is a healing tool, can be used for healing, nurturing, support. So find a really comfortable space. Find a healing sanctuary within your garden. It could be a crystal cave or a moss garden. It could be a stone circle, a forest, a crystal river, or a tree, or who knows. Allow yourself to get really comfortable and to feel this place, to interact with it, and let it interact with you. Now I'd like you to invite a healing master to come into your garden and assist you with shifting something in yourself, something that you've been carrying that has prevented you from feeling like you are a portal for love and blessings as much as you want to be. Ask for a healing and allow yourself to fully receive this. And you will hear some music for about 5 to 10 minutes. And when the music stops, we'll call you back. healing master may also impart a healing gift to you. Maybe through their eyes, maybe through their touch, so that your body can be a vessel for greater healing. Process. You can always come back to this place. Say goodbye to this beautiful healing master and all these, to this beautiful garden, and step through the mist. Or get back in your canoe and come back into the present moment and into your body as you're ready. Helps to write down what happens in these journeys. And if you're at home, maybe you're with a friend, you can share your journey. And for those of you who are here, if you would like to turn to a partner and share what happened in your journey, you may. And if you do not want to, then it is time to gather your sticks and go out to the fire. It's up to you entirely.